10. To his brother Mikhail, February 1, 1846. Dearest brother, to begin with, don't be angry because I haven't written for so long. I swear to God that I've had no time, as I shall now show you. I was prevented chiefly by that rascal Galiadkin, with whom I never finished till the 28th. It's frightful. And it's always the same whenever one promises oneself anything. I meant to get done with him in August, but had to put off till February. Now I am sending you the almanac. Poor Folk appeared on the 15th. If you only knew, brother, how bitterly the book has been abused. The criticism in the illustration was one unbroken tirade, and that in the Severnaya Pachella, Northern Bee, is incredible too. But at all events, I can remind myself how Gogol was received by the critics, and we both know the things that were written about Pushkin. Even the public is quite furious. 3/4 of my readers abuse, and 1/4 or even less praise the book beyond measure. It is the subject of endless discussion. They scold, 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 yet they read it. The almanac has gone off amazingly well. The whole edition is certain to be sold out in a fortnight. And it was the same with Gogol. They abused, abused, but read him. Now they've made up that quarrel and praise him. I've thrown a hard dog to the bones, but let them worry at it, fools. They but add to my fame. The notice in the Northern Bee is a disgrace to their critic. It's stupid beyond belief, but then the praise I get too. Only think, all our lot, and even Bielinski, consider that I have far surpassed Gogol. In the Book Lover's Library, where the critiques are written by Nikitenko, there is soon to be a very long and favourable notice of Poor Folk. Bielinski will ring a full peal in March. Adoyevsky is devoting his whole article to Poor Folk alone. My friend Sologub likewise. So I'm the Empyrean, brother. And 3 months hence, I'll tell you in person of all my experiences. Our public, like the crowd everywhere, has good instincts, but no taste. They cannot understand how anyone can write in such a style. They are accustomed to be treated, in every work, to the author's own fads and fancies. Now I have chosen not to show mine. They will not perceive that this or that view is expressed by Dyevushkin, not by me, and that he could not speak otherwise. They find the book too drawn out, and yet there is not a single superfluous word in it. Many, like Bielinski, think very original my manner of proceeding by analysis rather than by synthesis. That is, I pierce to the depths, trace out the atoms, and from them construct the whole. Gogol always works on the broad lines, and so he never goes as deep as I do. When you read my book, you'll see this for yourself. I have a brilliant future before me. Today my Galiadkin appears. 4 days ago I was still working with him. He will fill 11 sheets of the Atechestvenia Sapiski. Galiadkin is 10 times better than Poor Folk. Our lot say that there has been nothing like it in Russia since Dead Souls, and that it is a truly brilliant achievement. They even say more. What don't they look for from me? Galiadkin really has come off well. You will be sure to like him enormously. Do they take the OZ in your part of the world? I don't know if Kraevsky will give me a free copy. I haven't written to you for so long, dear brother, that I really don't know what I told you last. So much has been happening. We shall soon see one another again. In the summer, I shall positively come to you, my friends, and shall write tremendously the whole time. I have ideas, and am writing now, too. For Galiadkin, I got exactly 600 rubles. and I've earned a lot of money besides, so that since our last meeting I've run through more than 3,000 roubles. I do live in a very disorderly way, and that's the truth. My health is utterly shattered. I am neurotic and dread low fever. I am so dissolute that I simply can't live decently anymore.